Holloway, who played for the Patriots and Raiders in the 1980s, told the Associated Press he will press charges against anyone who broke the law. Quote, "The parents had a chance and students had a chance to come forward, and only four did." Authorities have identified the event planner who masterminded the Steventown house party as 19-year-old Seth Hawk of Grafton, whom Holloway said he had taken in to his family a few years ago when the young man was homeless. Hawk faces felony charges of burglary and criminal mischief and misdemeanor charges of endangering the welfare of a child and unlawfully dealing with a child. He's accused of advertising the party and supplying alcohol. I asked Lindsay Jacobs, an attorney with Tully Rinke, what options the defendants have to fight the charges brought against them.
The police have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that those children who were charged have taken property in excess of $1,000. And I don't know that any of those pictures show that. I know that the pictures show that they were there, but how are they going to prove that it's those six defendants who were charged that actually took that property?
There's been a seventh arrest in the blossoming case. A teen under the age of 17 turned himself in at the Rensselaer County Sheriff's Department headquarters Friday morning. No spokesman from the department would go on tape. Another 17-year-old has been identified in media reports, which surprised Attorney Jacobs.
Radio stations were broadcasting the minors' names, and I still don't think that that's proper.
Okay, proper, but illegal?
I would say it's a gray area.
Police have promised those who come forward will receive leniency in prosecution. Brian Holloway says there is a lesson here for all.
It's a call to action for sure. I get what happened with the teenagers in terms of drugs and alcohol escalating you to that type of behavior. I don't get what happened to the parents. That was the big concern. And I do get the fact that America is outraged, as we have 28 million people on helpmesave300.com, and that this moment has now turned into a movement.
Holloway says he is working with software developers to help foster emerging technology which will empower parents to monitor their children's online activities. Meanwhile, the investigation continues, with more arrests expected. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.